Blog Talk Radio.
As we go forth on this evening, I want you to understand that Yah loves you.
He really does. And he is about to bring calamity upon this earth. And men are about to start doing things that are going to be unprecedented. And so time is winding up. The time of the Gentiles is coming to an end. And we need to be where we need to be. The bottom line. We need to be in place where we need to be, doing what we're supposed to do. And we cannot worry about what other people say or other, you know, what's going on outside of that, because it is a distraction. And so let us do our statement of faith. We will pray in. Then we're going to go to Ezekiel chapter 3, because the Most High has been dealing with me on this, waking me at, you know, between 3 and 5 a.m. every morning. And, you know, he sent somebody to me to tell me what I needed to be doing. And so I have not been doing everything that I need to be doing. Have not been tentative to all the things that the Most High has been telling me. And so I have to do my part, and then you'll have to do yours. All right. Now, ladies, to cover their heads, men, uncover your heads, and let us go before the Most High, our statement of faith. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to the faith. I believe that all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 through 21. I believe there is one Elohim, according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah, according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I believe I'm a new covenant child of Yah, according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I'm of the royal priesthood, according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah, according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I'm a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham, according to Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 through 29. I can do all things through Mashiach, which strengthens me, according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep his commandments, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us give our Elohim a hand clap of praise on today. Hallelujah, 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 Yah Elohim. We exalt you, Father, and we lift you up and we magnify your name. For truly you are Elohim, and you are Elohim all by yourself, Father. And so we praise and worship you, Father, and give you glory on this day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yah Elohim. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen and amen. The sounding. Let us go to Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 17. The book of Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 17. Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word at my mouth and give them warning from me. May the Most High bless him to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and the doing of his word. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name. Amen and amen. Sounding of the shofar.
take me where my trust is without borders. Let me work upon the waters, wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. Upon the waters, the great unknown, where feet may fail, and there I find you in the mystery, and oceans deep, my faith will stay.
Your ways abounding.
Temple, you are the the voice. We are your song. You are God. We are your people. You are the light. We stand in awe.
Yeah.
All right. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 3. Ezekiel, chapter 3, starting in verse 17. Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word at my mouth, and give them warning from me. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Again, when a righteous man does turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die, because thou hast not given him warning. He shall die in his sin, and his righteousness which he has done shall not be remembered, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Nevertheless, thou warn the righteous man, that the righteous sin not, and he does not sin, he shall surely live, because he is warned. Also, thou hast delivered thy soul. And the hand of Yah was there upon me. He said unto me, arise and go forth into the plain, and there will I talk with thee. May the Most High a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and the doing of his word. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, amen. The Most High has been waking me now for a while, between the hours of 3 and 5 a.m., which is the last watch. And I didn't know the significance of it, but the last watch is the watch of the chosen. And it's the watch, the hours when Yah comes and he talks to us. And so when he wakes you during these time periods, it is to pour into you what he wants done 1 month, 3 months, 5 months, 3 years from now. But he speaks to us at that time. And Yah has been speaking to me at that time for the last, I can't even remember when. However, I have not been processing the information, all of it, or accessing it all the way that I should. And so the Most High dealt with me on today that when he wakes me at that time, I really need to remember the last dream that I had. Because the last dream that I had is the message that he has for me. And within that, when I remember that dream, then I'm to meditate and pray within that dream, because those are my marching orders, you know, for the church, for Israel, for you as a congregation. And if I can't remember the dream, then I am to meditate. And Yah will bring it back to me at some time. But I will meditate, and other things that he has already put within my spirit, he will bring into my remembrance. And from there, I'm to start making declarations of things to come. And so for you two sisters, Sister Mary and Sister Denise, the Most I put on my heart 3 or 4 nights ago, that these are the last winters you will spend in Minnesota and in Tennessee. Next year, this time, you will not be there. Okay? And so you need to get ready. You need to make preparations, because you will not be there. Okay? For the church, Most High said that the church and its doctrine is so far out of line that many of them are causing so many people to go to the lake that I must warn them. The same with Israel. Initially, this ministry was to Israel. And so every platform, whether it's Facebook, whether it's Hebrew Connect, every platform that I have at my disposal, I need to use it to that end, to warn Israel and to warn the church, to warn the wicked, to turn away from their wickedness, to warn the righteous that are that have turned to wickedness, to turn from their wickedness, and to turn back to righteousness. If I don't do this, then Yah will hold me accountable. And I don't want to go, you know, to the lake for disobedience. So as we move toward Hebrew Connect, next week I will show you sisters how to sign up on that site and how to listen to the messages there or participate. Yah will be sending other people. How many, I don't know. It's not important. I just know next year we will be where we're supposed to be. And we'll be doing what we're supposed to be doing. The times of the Gentiles are coming to an end rapidly. And wherever that time frame is, Yah knows. But he says that we have to be doing what we're supposed to be doing. What he told me to do, we have to do it. And so you two, a couple of others, are core in this. You are faithful. I know that you want to do what's right before the Most High. And so I'm telling you what he told me. Okay. We will be hitting this hard and heavy. I know we are all getting up in age. Yah said, don't worry about it. He will send the help. I just got to make sure that when I am, and you too as well, if Yah gives you, wakes you up at 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning and he has given you a dream, you need to let me know what that dream is. Because we're all one ministry, and we're all working toward the same goal. And if you don't understand the dream, then we'll pray to Yah that he gives us the understanding. But that is the word from Yah on this evening. I didn't have a message this morning, and I didn't just want to come up and just find something to teach about, because I know Yah has been dealing with me in other areas. And so I didn't come on just to say something. So you know how this ministry flows. You know what Yah has told me to say and what I teach. The fear of Yah. This has to go out to Israel. You know, a lot of people are not going to want to hear it, and that's okay. It's okay, because there will be those that will. So are there any questions?
My brother, because you're saying the same thing I've been saying. It's a great move to happen.
Amen. And what about you, Sister Denise?
I don't have any questions.
All right, amen. So I'm not going to keep you here tonight. You know, go pray to Yah about it, the things that I have told you. Consider what you need to do with your own finances and everything else to make that move. I have some things that I need to deal with the IRS on. And get those matters straightened out. But then we're going to, you know, do what Yah says to do. And so I have, you know, as I said, when I wake up, because I do wake up between 3 and 5 a.m. every morning. I don't try to, but I do. Sometimes I can remember what Yah is dealing with me on. Sometimes, you know, and I need to get a piece of, I need to get a pad and a pencil and put it next to my bed, because some of the things, after I go back to sleep, I don't remember them totally 100%. I remember the gist of it. But y'all be dealing with me in such a way to lay things out that some of the things I don't remember exactly the way that he said it. And so I need to write these things down that I can pray for them and on them at that time. And then I can set our course based upon that. Based upon, you know, what he's telling me now. So with that being said, may Yah bless you. May he keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. And until we meet again, remember, I truly love you. I really do. I cannot love you like the Most High loves you. Fear Yah and keep his commandments, thanks, for this is our whole duty. Shalom, and enjoy the rest of your evening.
Shalom. Love you.
Love you, too. Love you both. For real. And where is...